KSRN News. I'm Keisha Stevens. Hunter Biden has been indicted on 9 tax charges in California, adding to the gun charges in a special counsel probe.
The new charges, 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors, come in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware alleging Hunter Biden broke a law against drug users having guns in 2018. He had been previously expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax charges as part of a plea deal with prosecutors who said he failed to pay taxes on $4 million in personal income in 2017 and 2018. Congressional Republicans have also pursued an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, claiming he was engaged in an influence peddling scheme with his son. The House is expected to vote next week on formally authorizing the inquiry. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Republicans say President Biden is AWOL when it comes to securing the southern border. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the president's policies are directly resulting in the surge of illegal crossings into the U.S. He said Democrats will have to make significant concessions on border policy if they want to pass the president's funding request for Ukraine and Israel. Police say the 3 victims in the deadly shooting at the University of Nevada were all faculty members.
The gunman shot and killed by police was a longtime business professor, Anthony Polito. Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill says they're still working on a motive.
We know he applied numerous times for a job with several Nevada higher education institutions and was denied each time.
McMahill says Polito was struggling financially.
The suspect had a list of people he was seeking on a university campus.
Polito also mailed letters to various universities with no return address. They were intercepted.
The first letter that we opened had an unknown white powder substance in it.
Audio from KTNV. McMahill says the weapon used was bought legally last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
He used a handgun. This is SRN News. Some bad news for America's churches.
According to a new report from the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, houses of worship saw a drop in cash donations last year for the first time in a decade. Most churches did, all save those who regularly bring in revenue of more than $20 million a year. The annual State of Giving survey also reveals that donations to the typical ECFA member did not keep up with surging inflation in 2022. Evangelical leaders are hoping for a rebound this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise, life is changing for Jewish people, even here in the U.S. Rabbis say many families are asking if it's permissible to buy guns for protection, whether it's safe to send their children to Jewish schools, and what to do in case of riots. One 94-year-old Holocaust survivor in Miami says, "I'm reliving my past." This is SRN News. It was a bounce-back day for stocks.
Wall Street closed higher, breaking its first 3-day losing streak since Halloween. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Thursday. The index is still holding near its highest level since March of 2022. The Dow rose 62 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.4%. Big tech pushed strongly upward on the market, led by a big gain for Google's parent company. Alphabet rose more than 5% a day after launching its latest foray into artificial intelligence, Gemini. Treasury yields mostly held steady after a report showed a slight increase in the number of workers applying for unemployment. Seth Sutel, New York.
In Nebraska, the 8 winning names for the Lincoln Transportation snowplows have been announced. The top 3 vote earners, Clear Opathra, Scoop Dog, and Plowy McPlowface. They'll put the names on the plows as they clear the snow. More at SRNnews.com.